Have you got joy this morning? Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Are you joyous?
Yes.
I mean, he's called us to be full of joy. Not just have a little bit on occasions when our favorite television program is on. No. No, the joy of the Lord residing in us, that we would live his life, that our lives would manifest the life of God. I was asking the Lord something yesterday, and I want to share with you what he told me about the Lord's Prayer. Now, you know, we don't pray the Lord's Prayer as often as some churches. And there's a reason for that. The Lord spoke to me about this. He said this to me. Most people who go to church on Sunday have never prayed the Lord's Prayer. They've never prayed it. Or they've all said it, but most of them, the Lord told me, have never truly prayed it. Woo! They've said it, but they've never truly prayed it. Because if you truly pray the Lord's Prayer, first of all, you must understand what it says. And secondly, you must, as a consequence to understanding what it says, believe what it says. And he told me that most people haven't ever prayed the Lord's Prayer. Wow! I went off like dynamite in my mind. That's a revelation, a sad truth. But what it should do for us is this. It should say to us, well, let me look then and see what the Lord's Prayer says. And I've only got a few moments as we close here, but let me just say this. It says this, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth right now, on planet earth. Jesus teaches his disciples to pray that the Lord's will be done here on earth. Most people who attend church say, well, the Lord's will be done in heaven. You know, when we get to heaven, one day it'll be. That's not the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer says, now. My will be done now. God is teaching his disciples. And so he expects us to walk in faith to produce his kingdom. Guess what? That's why he calls us ambassadors. What's an ambassador do? An ambassador represents the country or the kingdom that they come from, and their charge, their duty, is to take the understanding of that kingdom into whatever realm they are in. So if you meet the American ambassador and you are in London, the American ambassador has all of American things on the wall. The food in the kitchen is American. Everything about the place is American. It's the same if you go and you meet the Nigerian ambassador. Everything that they would have would be about Nigeria. You and I have been commissioned, we've been anointed to be ambassadors of his kingdom right here on planet Earth. That gets me excited. Doesn't that get you excited? Now that, the next step then should be, I want to find out all about what that means. In order to do that, you've got to have a Bible-ruled mind. Amen? Now, tonight, I'd like to share on the last notice that I'm going to give today, which is concerning this. But it's about a book that'll be on Amazon in a few weeks' time that I wrote called Word of Faith, Exposing the Critic's Mythology. It's finished. It'll be out very soon on Amazon. I'm looking forward to that. And I'm going to share a little bit about it tonight. I felt that having written that book, having finished that book, I needed to share about it. So tonight, if you're interested, come and I'll share about that book this evening. Praise God. Let's stand together then as we close this service.